tata wee wiki tata wee wiki tata wee wiki tata wee wiki tata wee wiki.
Aloha.
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 Welcome to Hawaiian Nights. My name is Tanya O'Debra.
And my name is Diane O'Debra.
And I'm Liam Waka Laka Laka Makanini.
Yep, that's his real name.
Yep. Liam Waka Waka Makanini is our special guest today here
in
Hawaii.
I've been Hawaii for a few days and I'm already gone native.
Liam is a comedian, if you haven't already guessed.
And he's wearing a hula skirt right now.
Mm-hmm. I'm wearing
nothing else.
Skirt of leaves and grass.
Yep, that he found outside.
His insistence.
Aloha, oi. Aloha, oi.
So you've researched Hawaii just as much as we have, I can see.
Well, we're in Hawaii right now.
Yeah, we are.
So I'm hoping to kind of get a feel for it as...
Just by being here.
You know, as my vacation goes on. By the way, thanks for flying me out here.
Oh, you're welcome. We have a really huge budget for our podcast.
I guess I should thank your sponsors.
Yeah.
You know, Hawaii.
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 And President
Hawaii
Obama, also a native Hawaiian.
Thanks, Obama.
Oh, you.
You are one wacky wacka wacka macanini.
A zing. So, tell us about your new album that just came out, Comedian.
Nope.
Oh, well, thank you for coming.
So this is
a great interview.
This might be 5 minutes where Liam isn't plugging his new album.
He just plugged it to us in the kitchen. So.
Have you guys heard that Katy Perry has a new song with Eye of the Tiger in the lyrics? Like, you got the Eye of the Tiger?
Yes, I have heard this song.
So is bad popular music, is it just eating itself now?
This is a really interesting interview that you're conducting, Liam. It always has been.
I caught that. That was a little bit of a critique, and I caught that.
You're the one that said Tanya was mean, so you knew what to expect.
Everybody knows this.
I also pointed out she was bossy.
That's true. And I am.
Boy, I wish you guys had caught that on mic, because that was sizzling.
Yep. So yeah, I feel really burned.
I have an album out called Comedian.
Do you cover Katy Perry's song on it?
I do. That's why I brought it up. No, I heard it in the store on my way here. And I asked the 14-year-old behind the counter. I asked the infant, the fetus behind the counter, what it was. And she told me it was Katy Perry's song.
Were you at Hot Topic?
Yeah, where were you?
I was at Fresh Market. You know what? I'm glad you gave me a chance to plug this. Fresh Market, 63rd Drive, Rigo Park. Kind of bring a little taste of Whole Foods to the middle of Queens.
To Wiggles?
You know, Wiggles is closed.
Wiggles closed down. What kind of world are we living in?
I know, man.
I'm assuming that's a strip club.
It's a strip club.
Was
a strip club.
A really classy one.
Did you get fired from there, Diane? How is it all my friends went to Wiggles and none of them called me and was like, hey, I'm going to Wiggles. Why don't you come 2 feet from your apartment door and join us?
I went there with my boss, and so it wouldn't have been comfortable for you.
I went there with my boss.
Dude,
totally.
My boss takes me to strip clubs.
I went to strip club with you and your boss. It was totally rad.
Oh, you did go to his. I did call you, but it was just a different strip club.
It was a different strip club.
I did call you to the strip club.
Diane, you go to strip clubs more than anybody I know.
What can I say?
I'm a total pervert, single-handedly keeping strip clubs open, I feel.
I'm a pervert. Can't help it.
That's true.
So it's called Comedian, and
called Comedian.
It's gotten some good reviews already, and you can buy it at buyliamsalbum.com.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, you go to buyliamsalbum.com, and it has all the links and everything. Mentioned in page 6, whatever. Anyway, yeah. Adams column, whatever. It's not important.
You know, fancy.
No big deal. NBD.
Hope everybody buys your album.
I hope they do, too.
And now I'm just taking a much-deserved break in Hawaii.
Yep.
Sitting on the shores.
With a couple of twins. With a couple of bossy twins.
With the Hawaii Fire Department going outside the door.
Yep.
Well, there's a lot of luau's and pig roasts that get out of control.
Yeah. Too much partying.
Too much partying. Too many bonfires.
Plus, I always like to make sure I'm close to the fire department.
Diana's.
Well,
a
I mean,
special affinity
is,
for
you
fire.
Keep going to those
Nothing
strip clubs,
else.
You will be no more than 5 feet from a fireman at any time.
Well,
is that your ulterior motive, you little tricky lady?
Well, my boss is a retired fireman.
I didn't know that.
Who
what is
takes
it
me to
firemen?
The strip clubs.
What is it about firemen and strippers? They just like go together like milk and honey.
It's perfect.
I don't know. I can't think about it anymore.
Tanya hates
it's the
my
pole.
Lifestyle.
It's the pole, you guys.
So you don't like
it is the pole.
Yeah, that's it. It's the pole.
Yeah.
Yep. So, in case you don't know this, Liam, but it is a Hawaiian tradition mm-hmm. that when you go to someone else's home
yep.
or a podcast station on the beach,
which is our home now,
you are supposed to bring a gift.
Yes, as I remarked.
Did you bring us a gift?
As I said in that email, do not let anyone tell you otherwise. That is super classy.
Yep.
To invite someone to work for free for an hour.
Well, we're
and
a class
also bring
act.
You a gift. Yes. You said a gift or dessert. So
gift
I
and or dessert.
And or. And or.
Well, I brought you the gift of laughter. So I feel like.
That's true.
That is true.
I also brought you. Well, the thing is, in Queens, it is a Jewish custom to bring Entenmann's whenever you're visiting someone in their house.
Oh, we're really getting very cultural on this show.
So I thought I'd be a little cross-cultural. These actually held up really well on the flight over from JFK Airport. These are Entenmann's milk chocolate chip cookies.
These look delightful.
They do
this
look
is
delightful.
A wonderful.
These
gift.
Are actually, have
Thank
you ever
you
had
so
these
much.
Before?
Thank you.
They're basically like dessert crack.
Once I get
cookies.
My hands on some more milk, I'm going to town.
Because you're a milk creep.
Diane just confessed to us that she is a milk creep and she drinks milk all day long if possible.
I do. I even chug it in the night sometimes.
In the night.
I get up and I chug it in the night because I love it so much. Well, I use
Skim. I love how you were worried that this orange juice might make you poop. But milk will.
Milk doesn't make me poop, but orange juice goes right through me.
I mean, she knows her own butthole.
Better than most.
Well, I did. When I was a kid, my mom gave me a book called Know Your Own Butthole.
I wish that was true. I just wish to God it was
true. Did Madonna write that?
Oh.
Here's the thing about milk. It Here is why it's so cold, refreshing, and delicious. Because it doesn't have any like acidity to it, and it just goes down so smooth.
See, I have a Jewish stomach, so it's the opposite experience for me.
I didn't know that there was such thing as a Jewish stomach.
But you're half Irish, and Irish love milk.
That's
right,
true.
So
oh,
I
is
love
it.
It
Irish?
But you know what it is? You love the things that hurt you the most.
Okay, you guys, so one of the traditions here in Hawaii is when you have a friend over. When you have a friend over to your beach podcast station, you take a slumber party quiz.
It was hard to find one that wasn't just about girls, like what girls want. So
I know what girls want. I could answer this question.
Oh, we should have done it from
I'm
like an all-female perspective.
I'm very good at go ahead. Ask me what you ladies want.
What does Diane want?
Who the fuck knows? Jesus, these broads.
So here's what happens, Liam, is when we take a quiz.
Why am I single?
It's your compassion.
I think it's your grass skirt.
I'm just too giving.
Liam, it's time to boss you around.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, so when we take these slumber party quizzes, mm-hmm. we all have to answer as if we were one person. So we all have to agree on the answer.
Okay.
Okay, that's what forms friendship.
Yep.
Like
so
the
being
Ultron.
Exactly the same.
Mm-hmm. So this quiz is called Which TV Class Could You Ace? And here is the description. Would you get gold stars in Mr. Shu's Spanish class? Or would you be better at discussing To Kill a Mockingbird with Mr. Fitz?
Boring.
Or exploring the darker side of history with Alaric? I guess you have
I don't
a
know
teacher named
is.
Alaric. He's not Mr. Alec. They just call him Alaric. Maybe they call him A.
Are these from a?
These are from TV. These
are
like TV teachers.
I don't know any.
Oh, they are.
Yes.
What you just?
It's. I know. It's.
I don't know TV either.
Completely. We're too old for this quiz.
Is this
like
Norwegian
let's just start
television?
With that. Mr. Shu, I know, is from Glee.
Alaric must be pretty cool. He must be the cool teacher though.
What's the one he's teaching?
He is teaching something about the darker side of history.
Ooh.
So he is cool. Oh, maybe he's on one of those vampire shows.
Ooh.
Maybe.
Sounds like a
Twilight.
Vampire.
Is there a Twilight show?
No, but there's stuff like it.
that Supernatural. The teens do.
They make out in graveyards. Okay, question.
You know, I've never made out in a graveyard. Have you?
I'm sure Tanya has. She went through
a
death
phase. I was really
phase.
Thinking about it. I actually don't think I have. I've definitely spent a lot of time in graveyards, but
really?
I shockingly have not. I got high
I haven't
in them
either.
A lot.
They scare me.
I belong to a poetry club.
If you were more high, you would have thought.
I never got high. Never smoked weed.
Really?
Yeah, never.
In your life, you've never smoked weed?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. But it's good that you admitted to a major felony.
I mean, you know, that was many years ago.
I grew up in Portland. Of course I had to smoke weed.
Well, I grew up in Queens. Everyone but me smoked weed. It was just like one of those things I just never really get into, you know?
I'm sure your parents are so proud of you.
I never even tried it.
Yeah,
I
never
even
tried it. My parents are. I'm pretty sure they both smoked weed in the 60s.
My mom said she did once, and all that happened was she giggled and got really hungry. And I was like, you did it. You got high.
So your mom lied to you. That's cool.
My mom tried it on a train once to England, and my dad took it from her.
What? Like
really?
To smoke it on his own, like a selfish bastard?
No, they're pretty straight edge in certain ways.
What's your dad's name?
Jimmy.
I think you mean, it's Jimmy Langan.
He's a cool guy.
What's the name of that bar?
Irish Town. Because, you know.
Jimmy Langan, come on down to Irish Town for some crack.
Great crack.
And
Diane's
some drunk
dad
song
did
singing.
The best. I still have that on my computer. The best radio commercial for his bar.
He told everyone to come down to Irish Town for some crack. And not realizing that in America, when you say come on down to the bar for some crack, it means, or great crack, he said, it means something different than in Ireland, where it means great fun.
But he has been in America so long. How
he still pretends he's in Ireland. They pretend they're in Ireland still every day. First question, what language would you love to learn? A, Latin. It may be a dead language, but it makes me look smart.
It's only important to look smart.
Well, for girls.
B, Spanish. It's so romantic.
Mm-hmm. Sensual.
Or C, Romanian. It's mysterious and sexy. Nope. So you want...
Well, I think this quiz is really asking us which traits we find.
I say awesome. Spanish because I love to travel to Spanish countries and I love Spanish-looking men.
I would say Latin because I feel like girls should really flaunt their intellects. Like, I feel like young girls should be encouraged to, you know, be smarter and pursue more intellectual pursuits.
So you feel like learning a dead language is smarter than learning a language you could actually use somewhere else?
Well, you can always use Latin. Actually, I mean, that's one of the things that was really great about this Latin class is, like, any Latin-based language I can still parse out certain words, like, just based on their Latin roots.
Are you going to retake the SATs?
In Latin. When I went to church in Ireland, they only spoke, the church session was all in Latin, so I never understood it.
If you go to the Vatican, I went to the Vatican and use an ATM there. Latin is actually one of the choices of languages.
What?
Yeah.
That's for religious
ATM?
Nerds.
Yeah, because like it's all cardinals who, like, you know, and they conduct all their shit in Latin because it's like their basic language, their common language.
So we'd have to like go to church all the time to use.
I don't want to go to church.
Sorry, you guys, yeah, you just.
I want to go to Spanish places.
I like Spanish places or Romanian places. Both of those.
Romanian. If I learned Romanian, I might be able to finally get that job at Wiggles.
Finally.
Or if
you could get it reopened.
If I learned Spanish, I could go to exotic Spanish-speaking places like the kitchen at any restaurant.
Hey,
I do love a busboy.
That was a great joke, everybody.
You always have to tell them or else they won't know.
Huevos rancheros. Amigo.
¿Dónde está el my heart?
I guess we're all leaning towards Spanish.
We're all leaning towards Spanish. Final answer.
Final answer.
Second question. Your favorite teacher is A, completely passionate and knowledgeable about what he teaches. B, so gorgeous. I would never skip a class. Uh-huh. Or C, willing to make a fool of himself as long as it helps the learning experience.
I wish there was an answer D, so drunk that he didn't care what we were up to.
I feel like this is more asking what you want in a future husband.
Which is,
do you think
I think
so?
It's
Maybe
encouraging
you're right.
students to sleep with their teachers.
I think it is too.
Okay, so I would prefer, I mean, my favorite teachers, granted, I had a total crush on my health teacher.
What was Why? Her name?
His name was Mr. Dukakis, I think. Even remember,
but what he's a sexy name.
He was a hunk. He was like the coach of the football team.
Oh, Mr. Almost
and
President.
He taught health and sex ed, and he took what? Us to the amusement park with the special ed kids.
I bet he taught you health and sex ed.
And a guy jerked off on the bus.
Gross.
Really, Mr. Dukakis jerked off on the bus?
I wish.
Ew.
But my favorite teacher was my history teacher because he was completely passionate and knowledgeable about what he taught.
Yeah, I feel like all
Mr.
my...
Mr. Nawaki.
Waka Waki.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but what about my drama teacher, Mr. G? He was my favorite, actually.
With their
what do you
baby.
Think?
Oh, it's so
we
old.
Choose.
I never had a drama teacher in high school.
So you had no plays?
That's so sad.
Like that?
No, they had to focus on educating us.
You never felt the glory of getting the lead.
Wait a second. So did you participate in after-school drama?
I just gave my answer.
I'm not done with this topic. I can't I can't imagine that we are sitting with somebody who is not in high school play.
You know what? I'll say this. I tried to be on the tech crew for the junior high school production of Annie Get Your Gun.
Mm-hmm.
And because I didn't have the self-confidence to be on stage. And I got kicked out because I had to skip a rehearsal for a doctor's appointment. And the teacher, the math teacher who was in charge, tried to get me to say what was wrong with me in front of the whole
Oh, that's terrible.
So I told him I wouldn't do it. And he said, well, in that case, you can leave. And I did.
That's child abuse.
Yeah.
This sounds like Latin. Okay, so we're all going with completely passionate and knowledgeable about what he teaches.
Yes.
He or
yes.
she.
Oh, Captain,
yes,
my
he
captain.
Or she.
Okay.
Or Captainess.
Oh, Captain,
final
my
answer.
Captain.
Not sure. What, is that Latin?
What?
Okay, question
that was
three.
Latin, right? That fart?
Pay attention to me.
Sorry, it's roast pig always does that.
The pineapple.
Mm-hmm.
Question three. When you're chilling in your room after school,
mm-hmm.
what kind of music do you play? A, something mellow like Ingrid Michaelson or the XX.
What is that?
I have no idea.
XX, they suck. Okay.
Okay.
B, some rock like the Dead Weather or the Black Keys.
Okay, I'm just going to stop right here and say this is clearly a middle-aged freelancer who put in a Google search for what music do these kids like to listen to.
Well,
you know what? It's better than the first one we took together when one of the questions was like, who are you the most like? And Cameron Diaz was one of the, like,
yeah.
Like one teenager is like, I'm most like this 50-year-old.
But there's no teenager on earth that's like, well, I could either listen to soft rock like the Black Keys if I want to rock out, or I'll listen to middle-aged Jack White's rock band, the Dead Weather, if I want to really just rock out.
Well, what's the
well,
third one?
I would because one? Jack White is my future husband.
But you're not a teenager.
Yes,
Shut
I am.
Up, Liam.
C, always show tunes or 80s music.
I feel like I at least know what show tunes and 80s music is.
Is this like part of an elaborate bullying gay kids thing?
Most of these quizzes are. We yeah. have found that.
Yes.
I have the feeling that like this is there's supposed to be one kid who's like, actually, I like show tunes. Fag.
So many of these like slumber party ones for girls are geared towards finding out if you're a lesbian.
Yep,
it's so weird.
What did you guys touch each other all the time?
All like over your whole
one
body.
Question, all over your whole body.
What kind of teacher would you be? A gym teacher?
A sex teacher?
If you could go to a sports event, would it be football? Women's basketball?
What kind of haircut do you like on your teacher? So I'm going immediately with Dead Weather just because I'm obsessed with Jack White. And uh-huh. he is one day going to love me back. And one time he looked at my boobs.
Really?
Oh.
You showed your
How
boobs
long?
To Jack White?
He looked for like, he walked by me on the sidewalk and he took a second glance and looked at my boobs and
Ew.
Then smiled to himself and walked away. Shut up, you guys.
I wish they had Tori.
You pick a question and answer then.
I actually was going to say show tunes and I'm a little bit
shocked.
I
would say show tunes too, actually.
Let's get married. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Let's get married.
Well,
finally, this quiz.
Okay, so when I was in high school, I did listen to a lot of show tunes because I convinced myself I could sing.
Will you sing us a song right now?
Sure. What would you like to hear?
A show tune?
Can I make a request?
Yes.
You know, Everything's Coming Up Roses. from Gypsy?
Nope.
Sing one you know. Sing us any show tune you know.
I can't think of one
now. Do you
know
the Music Man?
No.
Oh.
How about some Phantom of the Opera?
Phantom. There's a ghost that goes on my chandelier.
All right, my turn. You got trouble, my friends. I'm talking about real trouble. Right here, River City. Right here.
I don't know that one. I know Diane's one.
I know all the Dead Weather songs.
I saw Phantom of the Opera recently, and it is the worst, probably the worst thing I've ever seen. I would like to see your version so much more. It's horrible.
Mine, a ghost just swings on a chandelier the whole time and sings to me about his darkness.
Is this still on Broadway?
Yes.
Are you fucking kidding? Yeah.
I wish I was kidding. It's the worst thing in the world.
I
kind
of
want
to go. Of course it is. I've heard the soundtrack, but I kind of want to see it. I mean, Michael Crawford was recently back in it, right? Oh, like they brought him in for the 25th anniversary?
Who? I saw it during the 25th anniversary, oh, and really? He wasn't.
Michael Crawford was the original Phantom.
I thought it was just a guy with a mask that swings in my
who doesn't have a real name and is just
his name is Phantom.
Oh, my God. It just, I can't understand why people love this musical. It's like this weird
creep. Did you see Cats, though? That was terrible.
This woman and
I didn't see Cats.
I fell asleep during it, and it was awful. But when I was in acting school with Tanya, I did have to, we did Troll. And
Troll?
We, yeah.
What's that?
By Peer Gynt.
Peer Gynt.
Yeah.
That's what you meant.
Peer Gynt. And we had to play.
I like you changing the name of the play to Troll.
Well, I only got cast as a troll. I didn't even have a fucking line.
So therefore,
you know
the name
but
of
I had
the
to wear an old cat's.
I would love if like every actor just listed every play that way. Like, I was in Townspeople number 2. It was on Broadway. You might have heard of it. Oh, it's called The Music Man also, but I was Townspeople number 2.
I was in Troll, and I wore a cat, an old washed-up cat outfit. Anyways, we've decided on always show tunes or 80s music.
Philadelphia the Musical.
Philadelphia the Musical?
Hold on like one second, you guys.
Like, what is that?
And that's what Philadelphia the Musical was.
Oh, you son of a... What is it really? I really want to know. Is it like Philadelphia the movie?
Yeah, it's based on Philadelphia.
Really? Somebody made
depressing.
It into a musical?
No,
are you
of
lying?
Course, no, of course not. Of course I'm lying.
I'll believe anything.
Don't tease me.
That's why I'm so mean is because I'm constantly being tricked.
Next
you won,
question.
You won, there's more. Okay,
there's
great.
So
oh,
there's
much
more.
More.
Okay, oh, did good. We pick? Oh, we picked show tunes.
We picked show tunes or
I'm
80s
so
music.
I'm so glad that we all agreed on that.
Wait, show tunes or 80s music?
Yes.
Wow, Peter Gabriel's in for a rude awakening. Although he did a show Broadway show, right?
We've also decided we were gay teenagers.
Oh, yeah. Finally.
Question 4.
Is that why I'm
braiding
your hair now?
What's your strategy for getting good grades? A, extra credit galore. B, I'm very good at talking my teachers into raising my C to an A. I can't help it if they can't resist my charm. Ooh, or C.
If you're a pushy psychotic kid, that's basically
it. Charm, I mean blowjobs.
Yeah, by charm. Charm means blowjobs.
It does.
Come on. Or C, study hard and make sure the teachers like me.
That sounds so boring.
You know what the thing is? This is a quiz geared towards girls, and that is actually genuinely insulting to girls.
Yeah.
Because it's like, well, I could get grades by being super nice and also studying, or being super charming because I'm just a girl.
Mm-hmm.
What was the first one? Just like
blowjobs.
No, extra credit.
Extra credit. Yeah. Like,
how do you get extra credit? Blowjobs.
I like blowjobs.
Well,
I'm not
a teacher.
You
should be
a teacher, though.
I guess.
Okay, my strategy
in this
when I was
world.
When I was in school, my strategy would be to study hard.
Did you study hard? Is that real?
Mm-hmm.
Oh God, I did not.
And then, well, my problem was I couldn't wake up for first. I didn't wake up for first period, so I kind of lost some grades.
Your sheets must have been a mess.
Gross. But my strategy for getting good grades now, like if I could do it again, I might have just slept my way through it.
Wow.
With the teacher?
Wow.
Yeah, with Mr. Dukakis.
Oh, Mr. Dukakis. Because you were doing bad in sex ed.
I wasn't doing bad in sex ed.
Me neither.
You know what? When I was in school, like in junior high school, when they were teaching sex ed, I really wish that they could have shown us. Like, and I was hoping this would happen. The teacher could just show us how to be good at it. Like, right. And in high school, like, I was really hoping that, like, they would just be like, all right, guys, we're going to have a guys-only class. This is how it actually goes down.
I don't think they legally can do that.
Like, no,
they,
absolutely not.
Like, show you porn, you mean?
Not show you porn, but just be like, you know, like, they demonstrate how to put the condom on and stuff. Just right. Like, be like, okay, this is what women actually respond well to. This is what they like.
This is the clitoris.
Yeah, like, this clitoris is right. How you perform oral sex.
How you do all of it. Although our teacher was really trying, really wanted to teach us about like oral sex. He was like really trying to dance around, like, you don't have to really do it. You can do these other things that won't get you pregnant. But you could tell he like really couldn't say.
Well, there was a lot of Mormons in my school, and they did this whole soaking it. You know about the soaking it?
Soaking
it? Soaking it is Mormons. The Mormons in my school, the other teens would practice having sex because you would just do it through the panties.
What?
I don't understand this.
Yes.
I've never heard of that.
I don't know.
Through
what that
the panties.
It's like you come on the panties.
And soaking it also, like, there's two versions. The other one is when you stick it in and you just don't move. So you're just soaking it.
How
and
is that,
that doesn't
not
count
actually
as sex.
Having sex?
It is.
Those
sex.
Kids really.
You know, penis and vagina is sex.
It's sex. No matter if there's a whole pair of underpants somehow in there,
people
too.
Will convince themselves in order to stick with their religion, whatever they can.
No. Tanya and I want to argue with those kids through you and also decades of time.
Yep. I am not a Mormon.
I will not let any time limits, anything stop me from arguing.
The fact that you are not a Mormon. Teenager is will not stop me from schooling you.
Yes, about what sex.
I know
is.
That soaking it is still sex.
But wait, what about?
But the Mormon kids thought it wasn't.
I'm aren't they the ones who like also did it in the butt, so there wasn't really sex?
Yes, exactly.
Is that Mormons do that?
Well,
no way.
Religious.
I think
no
a lot way. Of religious kids do. Yeah.
I need to just keep talking about soaking it for a second because. Bless you. I'm still not.
I'm allergic to soaking it.
On what soaking it means.
Soaking it's the best Jeff Singer production ever.
Oh, Liam.
Do they mean like put the whole penis in with the underwear, or like just put it like
yes,
in between
through
your
the
legs?
Underwear?
Through that, like how much underwear is that thing?
What they Mormons wear big panties.
They do, but that's a lot of panties.
I have to say, I've fingered women through their underwear, and I've never like pushed the fabric up inside of them.
That's what I'm saying.
So wait,
like
you just circled, you just fidgeted around down there.
Oh,
that's
no.
What you did.
Oh, no. I went to town, my friend. Oh, no, my friend. These
so
fingers,
many guys just fidget around.
Nope. No, believe me. When I get down to
believe
business,
him. Believe
I do not
him.
Fuck around.
He didn't go inside
around.
The vagina.
Tanya can tell you.
But over the panties.
Tanya can tell you.
He nailed it. Okay. Boston. So what would we do? Would we extra credit galore?
I forgot. We didn't answer this question.
We raised a lot more questions than we answered.
Why isn't this a question about soaking it?
People should have to take a quiz after they listen to this podcast
we
about the areas we cover.
Sex ed also is, I think, what we've learned.
Okay, so
what I like about this podcast is the Hawaiian theme has nothing to do with what we're talking
nothing
about.
Nothing at all.
It's so superfluous.
Nothing at all. But we've studied Hawaii.
Hey man,
not
look,
really.
I appreciate a free flight out to Hawaii, no matter what mm-hmm. the podcast. So thank you guys for having me.
It's just a way to get us all to relax.
Yeah.
Hawaii.
I can stop thinking about buyliamsalbum.com for like 2 seconds.
Yep.
And how awesome my album is.
Did you know, Liam,
nice
that Lost was filmed in Hawaii? That's a Hawaiian fact.
Good job, Diane.
You're welcome.
That's actually their main cultural fact.
That's the most aggressive fact that's ever been thrown at me.
Did you know, Liam?
Hey, Macanini.
Wait, what was your Hawaiian name again?
Wacka-lacka-lacka-macanini.
Hi, my name is.
Okay, so extra credit galore. Oh, I'm very good at talking my teachers into raising my C to an A. I can't help if they can't resist my charm. Or C, study hard and make sure the teachers like me.
I feel like the most fun person to hang out with would be the one who can talk their teachers into raising.
I agree.
I'm going to disagree, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because...
You've been hanging around Tanya too much.
Because I really feel like that's the kind of person that thinks they're charming enough to talk their teacher into giving them an A, but in fact is a real pain in the ass, and probably their mom is a pain in the ass,
right?
And like will like come to the school and threaten to sue the school, and so eventually the teacher's like, oh Jesus, do I want to be right or do I want to be happy?
Right, maybe you're right. It is more that's
the
most annoying.
But that
person.
Being said, that's also the most effective way of actually doing it.
Well, maybe extra credit galore is maybe
extra credit galore.
A blow job,
wink,
girl.
Wink,
peace.
Wink. What?
One blow job, peace out.
All right. I've been to getting blowjobs for grades.
No, you have to give them.
Oh. Well, this is a hard one.
Well, maybe say it's a female and you have to do...
With a penis.
You have to do a little mouth to vag.
Little mouth.
No, it has to be a blowjob. This has to be hard work.
Mouth to downstairs grade. Mouth.
I just dropped out and got another GED. I would say... All right, I'll go with whatever you guys
say. So you're not into being coerced for sex for grades? Like, that's not what you're into.
Are you? Am I the only one here?
Wait, what are we doing?
We have to pick something.
I'm just going to go with Diane and form a power block against Tanya.
Okay. That's fine with me. I don't know what that means,
what
though. Which
choice?
One did you pick,
what
Diane?
Was our choice,
I picked
Diane.
Extra credit galore.
Oh, then that's what I'm picking, too.
Okay.
Okay. Good.
That's what I picked anyway.
I got exactly what I wanted to see how good I am at talking
podcast
people.
Oh, my God. Your choice B. You just
are
tricked
choice
us.
B. Oh, my God.
Ha ha. Question 5. After school, you head straight to A.
I like the idea that Tanya really believed that when I was in high school... Someone made a musical about Philadelphia.
And it wasn't
the AIDS,
made yet.
The AIDS drama that had just
made.
Come out.
It's true. I just remembered.
Oh,
I saw
didn't do
that
the
in
math.
High school. Yeah,
we should go back to high school.
I feel like you should write this musical.
It's like one of my teachers came out of a screening of that movie and was like, I feel moved to music.
Really sad music.
It's the saddest musical.
Streets
I will believe anything.
Philadelphia. I walk these streets.
That's
I'm
a beautiful song. Tony Award winning.
Oh. The Tonys are going to pretend they never even heard
of
this.
Yeah, Tony Kushner.
Hey,
good
hey.
One, Liam.
You and Butterfly
really
the musical.
Sticking to that. Sticking it to that extremely wealthy screen and play writer,
God.
Super successful.
Thank God nobody's listening to this.
Please. Please pay attention to me.
Okay.
Sorry.
5. After school.
But just for the record, he made a musical about AIDS called Angels in America.
Yes.
All right, so go ahead.
Good job.
After school, you head straight to A, the mall. I deserve a reward after working so hard in class all day.
We did not work hard in class all day. I thought we established that.
We gave a blowjob and we bounced.
Okay, that is hard work.
That is a job.
Oh, blowjobs are hard work.
They really
I'm
are.
I'm sorry.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I have a tiny little jaw.
Like,
it's horrible.
They seem like so much fun, though, for you.
Oh, they, yeah.
Well, that's really why it's called a job. You know, it's not called blow hang out with your friends.
Good one, Liam.
Although, if it was. Anyway.
B, my BFF's house to catch up on everything that happened during the day. Uh-huh. Or C, my after-school activity. It's hard to keep track running between drama club, student council, and soccer practice.
Or D, straight to my room to masturbate to a porn magazine.
Mm.
By the way, again, notice there's no like studying or doing schoolwork.
No, not at all.
Applying yourself in any way.
No. Well, I don't know why they think that the person who's in drama club is also in soccer. Like, that's not the same person.
They're also on student council.
I was on drama club and student council.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I was in soccer and drama club.
Were you really?
Really?
Mm-hmm. I really think it's hilarious that you're in soccer.
I think so, too. And I was awful, and I only got to play twice. That was an alternate.
That's right.
You know what? I have to say, I'm imagining you in like a shiny green shirt and shiny green like uniform shorts.
Like
it's
a leprechaun.
Adorable.
Well, Irish like soccer. My mom was my soccer coach, and she was
really?
like 9 months pregnant.
We call it football.
Oh my
anyway.
God.
We don't call it football in Ireland. We call it soccer.
No,
they
call it
football
there.
No, you don't.
Yeah, actually,
somebody
I've
here
been
was
there.
Born in Ireland.
Oh. You do there. Not call it football.
I spent a total cumulative.
Let's call my dad.
Hello, this is Jimmy Langan.
We should start calling your dad.
We should.
Oh. All right, what's the number?
He's probably too busy watching soccer and will be pissed we interrupted him.
I want to actually hear what he sounds like when he's angry.
I don't. I've heard
you
it.
Know.
Every time you found my weed. Okay.
Okay.
So I was in drama club and soccer. So I probably, after school, that's what I did. I headed straight to either of those.
Yeah. After school program.
Liam headed to his room to masturbate. Yes. None of us went to the mall, right?
No.
Okay, so that question.
Actually, no. That's right.
Did any of us go to our BFF's house to catch up on everything that happened during the day?
I didn't have any friends.
I wouldn't. Well, sometimes, but mostly it was just a 5-hour phone conversation.
Yeah, I agree with Tanya on that.
5 hours.
My BFFs were for the weekends.
Yeah. So you would go from your
for my lesbian slumber parties.
wait. So you would go. So you would be at like drama club till like 5, right?
Yeah.
And then you would get home 6. You would have dinner with your family.
Right.
And then 7 o'clock.
I would not do my homework. That was not happening.
You would get on the phone.
I would get on the phone
until midnight.
Not till midnight. On the weekends, I would do more of a 5-hour phone shift, but at least a couple hours. I know. Like, even then, like, it would occur to me, like, we should probably just hang out.
But see, three-way phone calls had just come out, so we were playing tricks on other friends and trying to get them to talk bad about each other stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, Liam, I've decided that your after-school activity was masturbating, so that you
That's
also...
Very good. Okay, I'll go with that.
So, we are going with my after-school activity. It's hard to keep track.
Oh, yeah, you were doing your activity. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm with you.
You were doing your activity. I was going to drama or soccer.
As was I.
And that was what Tanya was doing, too. Okay, listen to me.
Okay.
Which hottie would you like to get some private tutoring sessions from? A, Chase Crawford. Ugh. B.
Who's Chase Crawford?
He's from Gossip Girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
B, Justin Timberlake.
Mm-hmm.
Or C, Adam Brody.
None of these people sound like they would be amazing at helping my grades get better.
None of these sound like something that a current teenage girl would
dream. Yeah, I think these guys are all too old for a current teenager now.
Yeah.
None of these teenage girls would dream about soaking these guys.
Oh, Chase Crawford's still pretty hot. I'm going with Chase Crawford.
Who's Chase Crawford?
Although Justin's the most talented one, I do like a talented guy.
Thank you.
I mean, none of them, really.
I'm going with Justin now.
Maybe you're right. Justin is like
he's very talented.
He's at least the most interesting one.
I'm going to abstain because as a heterosexual man, I like to pretend I don't notice if guys are hot.
Ugh.
Well, but what about his work on SNL? That was funny.
What about his personality?
Like funny stuff?
I don't know. I mean, it's all right. Yeah, sure.
Okay, so it says right here it's private tutoring session.
Yeah.
It doesn't come right out and say sexual
He
sessions.
Could teach you how to dance.
That is true. I could teach him how to dance.
I would love to see that day.
Justin Timberlake teaching Liam how to dance.
It could happen. Justin Timberlake do it. Yeah, yeah. It's time.
We're going with Justin, and we're moving on to the next question.
Yeah.
Yappers.
Yeah. Finally. America.
You Hawaiian yappers. 7.
Wait, hold on a second. The sun is starting to set. It's beautiful.
Right over the
Hawaiian
palm trees and ocean.
I suddenly got very relaxed.
That's what we're known for, is just taking it easy. All three of us. Calm and cool and collected.
Hawaiian sunrise.
Question 7.
Sunrise.
Which book did you secretly not mind? Secretly?
What?
Which book did you secretly not
Keep
mind reading for
that
class?
You can read. The boys won't like you.
Fuck.
All right, so go ahead. What are my
choices? A, 100 Years of Solitude.
What?
B, The Scarlet Letter. C, The Crucible.
You know what? Those are one book I never heard of and two books that I wish could be thrown into the river and never seen again.
Wish we could have like a ceremonial book river throwing.
We can. We can. We can throw them in this ocean.
You're right.
All right,
in
hold
Hawaii.
On a second.
Hold on. We're throwing
here's
them
copy
in the ocean.
The Scarlet Letter right here.
Bye.
Splash.
Well, I was never ashamed I could read, so I hate this question. But I'm going to go with The Crucible just because I loved reading about witches.
And
even though they weren't real witches,
was in The Crucible for our showcase at AMDA.
And Demi
Moore.
You
were.
I was.
I remember now.
Well, here's the thing: Winona Ryder was hot in The Crucible, but Demi Moore was topless in The Scarlet Letter.
Ooh, good point. Mm. Plus, I mean, The Scarlet Letter also stuck with me though, just because I thought it was so horrible.
But you know what though? I would say that was a bad book. Arthur Miller, one of America's greatest playwrights, and I feel like. As a patriotic American and a fan of arts and the dramatic arts especially, I would be kind of remiss to not just choose The Crucible.
I knew that you would go in that direction for that reason.
So you're going to choose The Crucible?
And by the way, that was Demi Moore in her prime. We're not talking Demi
Moore
now.
It's a real sacrifice for you
We're
to
not talking
pick
about Demi
the
Moore
Crucible.
After 5 kids and Ashton Kutcher. We're talking Demi Moore.
Yeah, she looks horrible now.
back when that meant something.
Right.
I would never even go there now.
Oh, I can't imagine you going there. I just am imagining you meeting her and her hitting on you and you being like, no, get look, away from me, Demi Moore.
Look, I don't mind following Bruce Willis.
He would probably fidget around her over her panties.
Dude, I'm telling you, I fucking go right to town. I do not because I feel like this chance, every time I'm with a woman, this chance might never come again.
So I better fidget around.
No, the opposite. I just fucking she would have to get right in there.
She would have to wear an F from then on for I got fidgeted.
The Scarlet F.
The Scarlet F. You got fidgeted by Liam Wacka Wacka Macanini.
How dare you? I'm a guest here.
That's what I, let's make those t-shirts instead.
Okay. Oh. So we're going with the Crucible. And we're moving on to the next question.
I'm actually crying.
Or I'm
right
going to pee my pants.
I really thought I was going to pee my pants too.
Ooh.
We can do it.
See, we have a lot to get through.
That would be really special.
Well, that's okay. This is, you know. People at home have hours and hours to listen to podcasts.
Well, we're going to edit it.
Oh, really? Don't edit a second of this.
Listen, if creeps have hours and hours to message me, that's Facebook. They have hours and hours to listen to this.
That is true. Pants off, gentlemen. Pants off. We're going.
Get your
all the
pants
way.
Off, guys. It's about to get sexy. Maybe one day you can fidget me.
I've never fidgeted a woman.
I feel like you already admitted to it earlier.
I didn't. I said the opposite. I would never fidget.
You also said that you wanted to fidget to me more.
No, I never said. No, I you digit, said not
that.
Fidget.
I'm pretty sure you said that.
Digit?
Yeah, digit with my fucking
that's
digits.
That's what fidget is. We're saying the same thing.
No, because no, she's saying fidget around yep. and not get into business.
Yeah, with panties. With panties.
Yeah,
with panties.
You don't, all right, never mind.
Okay, Liam, he never said he fidgeted anybody.
He said he fidgeted.
Which of these classes?
Ladies, I am a man. I'm all man. Mm-hmm. I'm a woman sexer. I'm a he-man. He-man woman sexer.
Woman fidgeter.
You guys.
Just for the record, I'm not a fidgeter.
It's time to pay attention to me again.
Okay.
Which
Diane, thank you for giving us the opportunity for me and Tanya to just catch up like this.
I am such a middle kid.
Oh my God, that is happening right now.
Which question 8.
Okay.
Which of these classes would you want to take
Did
in
you
college?
Skip a couple questions?
No. We really answered a total of 7 questions.
We've only answered 7. This is 8. Which of these classes would you want to take in college? A, From Grendel to Dracula, Understanding the Monster.
That's so many words.
Sounds super gothic.
I'm so ashamed Ooh. Of my reading abilities.
B, B Intro to Theater. Mm-hmm. Or C, On Walden Pond, Exploring Thoreau.
Okay, so this is clearly a quiz where like a bunch of girls get together with one guy. Like, oh, well, let's just all answer these questions. And then if
I don't know
says,
what you're
like,
talking about, Liam. We didn't do that.
And then he says theater, and they're like, ha ha, he's gay.
Okay, so you're not picking theater.
I didn't say that.
Would
I
you rather be goth?
Actually, what was the third one?
On Walden Pond, exploring
Thoreau.
Yeah, actually, that would be my choice.
Oh, you're so deep, Liam.
Well, it's true. It's like, you know, what Thoreau said, simplify, simplify, simplify. I feel like this is a point in my life where I'm just going to be letting go of a lot of stuff. I sometimes fantasize about just going to the woods and living, you know, a life of solitude.
I agree with that. He didn't really do that, though. That's what bothers me about that. Like, he had, like, constant visitors. Like, everybody's bringing him presents.
Tanya grew up in New England.
I did. I've been to Walden Pond many times.
So have I.
There's a gift shop there, which I just find repulsive.
Right, but they don't sell anything.
Yes, they do.
They just take your money. All about simplicity and letting go.
Oh, you.
I pick intro to theater.
All right.
Gosh, I wish I could pick them all.
I pick intro to theater because I love a stage and I love attention.
That's true. I really like talking. It
I don't really
like
I don't really identify with that.
Yeah, he's really just reserved and shy.
Man,
it's like
all about the life of solitude.
Wish I could just draw Liam out of his
God,
shell.
I just feel like I've lived my whole life in the spotlight.
Really need some time for you in the woods in a shack. Well, I feel like keeping lists of how much money you spend.
Theater's more fun to do than read theory about.
Which of these classes would you want to take in college?
Oh, classes. Yes, yeah. Theater.
Yes, theater.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was a book.
No, no, no.
Oh, this is classes.
This isn't a book.
Oh, I'm
we
sorry.
Don't read. This
you
is
don't
classes.
Want to sit there a whole semester.
I'm sorry. Also, I don't like listening.
A whole
I like
semester?
Talking.
Exactly. Intro to theater. We all
intro
like
to theater.
Okay, yes,
case closed. Now, question 9. When it comes to taking awesome notes, you
I'm
like
out.
To.
I can already tell this person does not take awesome notes.
I'm out.
You're out of this one?
He's in it. We
not
answer
take awesome notes.
Oh. When it comes to taking awesome notes, you like to A, write down important bullets like dates or names and ask the teacher to clear up anything confusing. B, use different colored pens.
By the way, the teacher hates that kid.
Teacher totally hates that kid.
I hate that kid right now.
B, use different colored pens and highlighters to keep everything organized. Or C, take them sparingly, but put more energy into participating.
Oh, C for sure. I wanted to do talking.
Yeah, I go with C.
Whether or not I read the material, I've got an opinion about
it. I'm sorry, I just took like very brief bullet points of this quiz. Could you fill in all the details and names of this?
Teacher.
I did take a lot of notes.
Did you really?
So yeah. Basically,
because I forget things.
Answer A, your option is, I'm going to do the least amount of work possible and then give twice the amount of work to everybody else around me.
Right.
Yeah, so that's not the key to giving off, taking awesome notes. That's the key to getting yelled at.
It's the key to being a pain in
what
the
was,
ass.
What was the answer, B?
B is use different colored pens and highlighters to keep everything organized. And
what?
C is take them sparingly and put more energy into participating.
I thought you said you weren't a great note taker.
I'm not, but I know from looking at.
He knows from watching TV.
Look, I sat in front of different strokes every night and took copious notes.
In between masturbating, he really took some copious notes.
I thought that's what taking copious notes
was. Did you masturbate a lot in high school?
No.
Really?
I did not.
Did you, Diane?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like Tanya's not a very sexual being.
I don't have a hole.
She's smooth.
She has a tiny jaw.
There. Yep, that's true.
Not everyone's built for sex.
It's just like a little piranha mouth.
Yeah, not everyone's built for making love.
I had a waterbed.
How do teenagers get waterbeds? Like, what in the
you
world?
You had a waterbed?
I had a waterbed, for
what?
Sure.
What? Mm-hmm.
Were you doing it in your waterbed?
I did it in my waterbed.
Well, that's all your... If your parents are buying you a waterbed, what they're saying is enjoy sex.
It's okay to have sex,
yeah.
Totally. Did they realize
they
didn't
realize feel
that
way.
I know they didn't. That's why I'm wondering why they got you a waterbed.
Because they thought I was pretty cool.
Did they also, did they also get you, like, velvet
cool
wall
kids
hangings?
Get waterbeds. Huh?
Did they get you velvet wall hangings?
No, but they let me have, like, candles and stuff.
Oh, this is Jimmy Langan, and I'm putting a mirror up above my daughter's bed.
Because she's so good-looking.
She looks so pretty.
And so cool.
My high school boyfriend had a waterbed, though.
Really?
Did you do it on it?
We did do it on it, I think.
It's fun, isn't it?
I'm actually trying to remember. We did it on his couch in his basement. Creep.
My high school girlfriend.
Does he still live there?
No.
My high school girlfriend had a bunk in the, what do you call it? Where do nuns live? Convent.
Convent.
Yeah,
what?
She had a bunk in the convent.
How do you have a bunk in the convent? How
again, I'm lying. Oh. Jesus Christ.
Oh,
I will believe you. I will believe anything you tell me.
I only got laid once in high school. Cause, like, I was very heavy for most of it. And then in my junior year, I kind of lost a lot of weight on this thing called the carbohydrate addicts diet. And I ended up having sex with this, like, waitress who's probably in her early 20s, but she seemed like incredibly old to me at the time. And I was really bad at it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she gave me a lot of notes afterwards.
Ooh,
like what?
Were they highlighted with different colored pens?
She took copious notes.
Do they have important bullet points?
And then I got super depressed again and ate a lot and gained a lot of weight.
After,
back.
Like, it depressed you to get these notes after?
Well, it was just like, literally, the one I remember is like, felt like you were raping me when you did this.
She shouldn't have been sleeping with teens anyway.
That's true.
She's the creep, not you.
No, she was a total creep. I realize that in hindsight. But
wow, she had sex with a teen and then had the nerve.
But
to...
it's good that I can do her podcast now.
Oh, you.
Oh, me.
Did you use the notes? Were they helpful?
Yeah, I gave them to my high school sex ed teacher for his curriculum.
Do you still have the notes?
No, I didn't take any notes. I left.
Oh, okay. Oh. I was imagining, like, she wrote them down and gave them to you.
I was in high school. This was in the afternoon. Like, I was out of there by, like, 5:30.
What? Wow.
Yeah.
I did not have sex for the first time in the afternoon. Were you in the afternoon?
No, I was.
I wasn't cool enough to get invited to parties where sex happened.
Really?
Yeah. Ooh, the afternoon when I tried to have sex when I was 11.
I'm Jimmy Langan, and I just turned off this podcast.
Oh, you should tell your parents to never listen to
this. I should tell them to never listen to it.
But Dish girlfriend.
I tried to have sex when I was 11, and it didn't work.
With
and
who?
Thank God it didn't work.
With who? Thank God for that guy's.
This guy, Martin, who ended up stealing my bike later.
Oh, what a dick.
That's a different story. He was 13.
Okay, so.
Then he went to jail for a drive-by shooting.
Wait, so, okay, all right. Wait, I'm going to bookmark that.
This is a lot of information.
Take some notes.
Okay, so you were 11 and he was 13. You initiated it.
I didn't know. Of course I didn't initiate it.
Because you tried to have sex.
Well, he talked me into it and I tried and it didn't work.
How do you talk? Just add my own knowledge. How do you talk someone into having sex?
I don't remember how he did it. I just thought he was really cool and hot and he like pressured me and I eventually like relented and was like, okay, I'll try.
So what stopped you guys?
It was too big and it didn't work and it hurt and I was like, I can't do this and I like cried.
Really? Mm-hmm. Were you dry?
Uh-huh.
So he didn't like do anything, he didn't fidget or anything? To
no, he didn't fidget around.
There was no fidgeting around first?
Mm-mm.
He just tried to jam it in.
Which is stupid because he finger banged me at the 4th of July picnic.
So he forgot that step.
He forgot that step. It didn't work, and I'm glad. And then when I did lose my virginity, it was at night.
Yeah.
Wait, so when did he get into the drive-by shooting?
Like 6 months later.
Is he still in jail?
No, but he wasn't. He was in juvie for like 3 or 4 years.
That would have been the greatest losing my virginity story ever.
If he took you to a drive-by shooting after, like for romance?
Yeah.
Romantic.
Listen, I'm going to take you to the Burger King drive-thru, but first I got some business.
Yeah. Well, what's odd is the house that he did the drive-by shooting at was my sister's boyfriend's house.
Mm. The intrigue. So do you know why he did it?
Because he was like a wannabe gangster. He was, you know,
was it his gun? Like, how did he get a gun?
He stole it from the house that we tried to have sex in.
Wow, that's
yeah, my friend's
that's
house.
A devil's house.
That's where devils are made.
What was your sister's boyfriend into that he was getting shot at?
Good question.
Same kind of gangster stuff.
What
like
is
what,
gangster
drugs
stuff?
Selling crank.
What crank? Is crank?
I know that. That's like meth. That's like
it's like meth.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So was it his dick was too big, or did he have a very tiny vagina?
As an 11-year-old. I think both.
I've never had sex with 11-year-olds, so I don't know what they're
doing. Well, you're
like.
Really missing out.
Okay, so we're going to choose use different colored pens and highlighters.
No editing.
I thought we all agreed that one was dumb.
We agreed all of them were dumb.
You're all dumb.
I feel like I've led a very uneventful life all of a sudden.
Let's go with take them sparingly and put more energy into participating.
Wait, that means talking.
Well, we love to talk, obviously.
Right. Participating means talking, not listening, ladies.
Yep.
What?
Yep, exactly.
Uh-huh. Okay, question 10. What is your favorite?
Jesus.
This is, I think, the last one.
Yes, it is.
Quizzes are always 10 questions.
What is your favorite type of project for school?
Ugh.
A, doing doing a group art project, like creating a diorama or model.
If I can boss it.
Creating diarrhea, yes.
B, giving a presentation. I don't mind having the whole class's attention on me.
Except when it's memorizing facts and saying them out loud.
Or C, writing an essay. I can express my ideas so much better on paper.
I would say I would go with essay.
What are you picking?
I mean, I guess I have to pick writing an essay. And maybe I would pick that because that's the thing I could, like, really just not do.
What do you mean?
Like, I was not doing my homework in high school.
You didn't do your homework?
No.
Me neither.
I was a really bad kid in terms of that.
Oh, you're so good now.
I'm really good now, but then.
Yeah, I was like, I never did homework. Yeah.
I did. I was good, and now I'm bad.
I had no reason to not be doing it. Like, I don't know what my problem was. I just wouldn't do it.
Well, we picked writing an essay, and now we have our final answer to the quiz. So
it's something none of us really know.
You would rock Mr. Shoes' Spanish class.
Yes.
So
we
the
love Spanish,
the teacher from
remember?
Glee's Spanish
oh,
class.
Oh, I see. So now you add up the scores.
Right.
And now it tells us what it is.
But
it's says, your creative learning style and passion for being the center of attention.
That's true.
And also desire to learn Spanish.
Would be and love of Mexicans.
If we had said Romanian, would we still have gotten Mr. Shu's Spanish class?
We might have gotten. It's sometimes fun to pick the weirdest thing, because then it's like, what is this person that they think is the ideal of these questions? Right.
Okay, I didn't realize that. Like, I thought that was a question at the beginning, but those were actually the answers.
Those are kind of the answers.
That's so fucking zen.
Super zen.
It says, our creative learning style and passion for being the center of attention would be incredibly helpful in Mr. Shu's super fun class. Plus, maybe he could give you a few tips to help jumpstart your acting career. They know us.
Oh, my
so
God.
This is us.
And really, who has a more fun class than a guy named Mr. Shu?
Yep. Who does? He has tips on our career. I love this class.
He knows us in Spanish.
This is the first test that we've ever actually agreed with the results. That, like, we felt like the results actually.
Do you feel like that described you, Liam?
I to a T, I loved Spanish class. That's why I took it over and over.
You did. I did too, actually.
Liam, another Hawaiian tradition and what we like to do before we end is we like our guests to tell us a story about if you've ever pooped your pants.
So I was walking home. I took a bus. Again, transportation.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of knew I had to go, but I figured it was like an hour or so away.
Right.
Then I stopped at 7-Eleven and had a hot dog.
Oh, no. Classic
mistake. That'll do it.
Classic mistake. So I'm on my way home, and I really have to go. And then I see this gigantic slug on the wall. And it's like the middle of the night. And I'm like, what's this gigantic slug doing out in the middle of the night? I have to get a good picture of it.
No.
So then I spent 15 minutes trying to get a good picture of this gigantic slug.
Wait, were you drunk in this story too?
Yeah, I said, okay. Yeah. And then I made forgot. It to the front door of the building.
Oh. So close.
So close.
So close.
That's so far away.
I was running, which is something that you can't really do if you want to hold it in.
No.
But I figured if I made it home, at least if I shit my pants in my own apartment, that was what I was aiming for.
Oh, absolutely. That's what I said to Diane today. If you poop your pants today, at least you're home. That's a best case scenario.
And I said it's not a best case scenario because I have guests over to my beach.
It's all about when and how you poop your pants. That's basically what people really
Wait,
remember.
Am I the only one who tells a story about that?
I'll tell a story right now to make it feel
Tanya
better.
Tanya, I'll tell you one.
I actually have only pooped my pants once because
have
I'm actually...
Have you told the story in the podcast before?
No.
No, I told mine, I think, so okay. I'm going to bow out.
So what happens when you run out of pants?
I don't know. I can't believe
you're about
it.
To.
I know, but at least then I can say I've told a pants pooping story so that you're not alone.
On your deathbed, you can say, at least I can say.
Poop. Pants pooping story. I'm notoriously constipated, so I usually don't poop at all, it seems.
She only poops around me.
Yeah, we have a tradition called Poo 30, where, like, when we get together, like, this used to happen to us every single time we rehearsed together, we would just both have to poo.
Oh, you're on your cycle together.
On our poo cycle together.
Right.
Yeah, every cycle together. But the one time
really?
That I... Huh?
Do you share a menstrual cycle?
We did for a while when we lived in the same building. I don't know if we do now. We're close, I think. But the one time I pooped my pants, I was just super duper sick. And I had to make a choice. Am I going to vomit or am I vomit in the toilet or poop in the toilet?
Really? And I never
still
had that choice.
Really?
I never.
Never? It was coming out both at the same time?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, that was the choice. Like, oh, shit, one of these is going to go on the floor. Which one is it?
I guess I never saw that as a choice because I would just grab a plastic bag.
I lived in a place where it was just a toilet in, like, a closet. So there was no other thing. Like,
no. Like, you grab a plastic bag and you're shitting while you're puking into the bag.
That's a smart idea. I don't think I had time to, like, make that decision. It was just like, okay.
I never
the time I have is, like, which
like,
one?
It was just like, I don't want to make a mess.
Well, I don't want to make
as
a mess.
An adult. I know how to avoid making a mess. I'm sorry. Go ahead. You had a choice.
This is about the time Liam pooped my pants. And I was wearing my Tasmanian Devil boxer shorts. And that's actually that's why the choice was so hard. I was like, shit, do I poop my Tasmanian Devil boxer shorts? And I knew Diane. I wanted to show them to Diane. I think I hadn't shown them to you yet. And I know.
I never got to see them.
I saved them since seventh grade. So I was pretty upset.
Oh, great. Now I know how the story ends.
And so, yeah. Well, I mean, because of course, like, you just poop your pants instead. Because that, like, vomiting right on the floor, that sounds way worse. You can just throw away your pants.
Yes, yeah. And thank you for joining us here in Hawaii, Liam. We really appreciated having you as a guest.
Thanks for having me fly out all the way to Hawaii.
You're welcome. Anytime. So, aloha, everybody.
Aloha, everybody.
Oh, look,
a
pig rose. Okay, I'm going to go, you guys. Thanks so much.
Bye, Liam.
Aloha, Liam.